This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Legal experts gave an American history lesson on Capitol Hill as they testified in the House impeachment probe on Wednesday. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
At the Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing, Stanford's Pamela Carlin was among three legal experts arguing the president committed impeachable offenses with actions toward Ukraine, saying drawing a foreign government into American elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Because it undermines democracy itself.
On the other side, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley argues Democrats have not proven any impeachable offenses and warned them against moving too fast to oust a duly elected president without a better case.
You're going to leave half the country behind.
But panel chair Gerald Nadler says with the election approaching, Democrats must hold the president in check if the facts demand it.
President Trump will almost certainly try again.
The probe remains a partisan brawl, what ranking member Doug Collins calls a sham.
This is not an impeachment. This is just a simple railroad job.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A top Justice Department official said Wednesday that federal prosecutors have brought foreign bribery charges against a record number of individuals this year. Brian Benchusky said that so far the department has brought international corruption charges against 34 individuals and obtained a record 30 guilty pleas by individuals in similar cases. The Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division said that both numbers are the highest on record. The figures reflect the Justice Department's recent focus on targeting individuals in foreign bribery cases, while encouraging companies to report misconduct and to cooperate with authorities in exchange for leniency. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This